To live in the greater Des Moines metro is to love the area and all the new and exciting things happening in central Iowa. But you want more opportunities to connect with the community you love. AARP hears you. That's why they're expanding their activities and programs to help you explore all that life has to offer here in greater Des Moines. Visit aarp.org/IA to get involved. If you don't think building better communities when you think AARP, then you don't know ARP. Discover all the real possibilities right here in your community.
What is executive presence? When someone talks about an individual possessing professional or executive presence, they are talking about the perception that person creates through how he or she interacts in formal and informal settings, in all modes of communication. Terrell International offers a one-day professional presence workshop where you learn how to develop and consistently communicate your professional brand. Visit Terrell.com. That's Terrell.com to learn more. This is Michelle from the Terrell team.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Aurion, Human Resources and More for businesses and nonprofits. AURION.com. Remax Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines Metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids. RealEstateConcepts.net.
We're with Dawana Bradley, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Dawana happens to be the editor of the Urban Experience magazine. She's also the owner of Iowa Urban Media and the executive director of Iowa Juneteenth. Dawana, welcome to the Business News Hour. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
You got a lot of things going on.
Yes, I do. I'm not sleeping in.
You know, all of us that are entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. who sleeps?
Exactly.
Yeah. Forget about it. Well, this is a business broadcast, and so I'm really interested in your business side of what you do. And then we're going to spend some time about what the heck Juneteenth is.
That sounds good.
Tell us about your business.
So my business is started with the magazine, so Urban Experience magazine. My father, Rod Bradley, is the publisher of that, had his own paper in the 80s, the Communicator newspaper.
I'm familiar with that.
You're familiar with that? Yeah, so he...
The oldest African-American newspaper around, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Yes, so he did that, I'll say, 80s, early 90s. I was about 8 or 9 when I watched him do that, and so enjoyed that, and got a chance to work for him when I was about 11 years old, and he just kind of let it go once he became a pastor and came back to me in 2014 and said, hey, I want to do a magazine. And I thought, who's doing a magazine here? Because I'm a teacher.
What do you mean, who's doing the magazine? I'm a teacher.
Yeah, man. I'm like, I'm a teacher. That's what I do. And so he wanted to do this magazine. And I said, if this is what you want, let's do it.
Yeah. So how long have you been doing this?
So we have been doing the magazine for 3 years now. Our first publication came out in February of 2015, yes.
That's amazing. My good friend, Tiffany Menke, turned me on to this just a couple of weeks ago. Uh-huh. And she said, she's the executive director of the Urbandale Chamber.
Yes.
And she said, this is something you ought to see. And mm-hmm. I did. It's beautiful work.
Thank you. Thank you.
And tell us about the Urban Experience magazine. Yes. What's its target audience? Why are you in existence?
Right. So our target audience, we really target everyone here in the state of Iowa, but we really are highlighting African Americans and the things that they're doing in the community, you know, in a positive light. I really am not a news watcher of a sense. I've gotten tired of watching the same old stuff that continues to highlight people of color as the one, you know, that is murdering, robbing, doing all of these horrible things. And I'm thinking, what happened to showing us doing great things? Because there's a lot of us doing great things. And so when you look at the Urban Experience magazine, that's what you'll see. Positive stories written by people of color as well. But I mean, we take anyone who will write for the publication. But we really wanted to, I wanted to put a pedestal on people who are doing great things in the community who we don't hear about because we focus on the same leaders, which is great. I mean, they are leaders in the community, but we have everyday people doing amazing things, and it's the everyday people that really make our city great.
It is those everyday people that are going to work, putting in the time, mm-hmm. turning the crank, trying to make a living.
Exactly.
And, yeah, and why not call? And that's one of the reasons, mm-hmm. Duana, that we started the Business News Hour,
yeah.
because nobody talks about mm-hmm. the business of business.
Exactly.
And so we started this 5 years ago mm-hmm. now, and it's been a wonderful, wonderful run. And I've met so many yeah. brilliant people, uh-huh. entrepreneurs, to established businesses.
Right.
Great backstory stuff. So you're based in Des Moines.
We are, yes.
Do you have articles and things from other parts of the state?
Right now, most of our articles come here from the city. The goal is to really reach out to Waterloo. So we would love to have writers. We are submission-based. We're very small, limited staff. So everyone that really comes in, it's submission-based. We have a couple people that are working on interviewing. I'm interviewing a little bit as well. But for the most part, many of our articles are submission-based.
You're listening to the voice of Duana Bradley, ladies and gentlemen. She is the editor of the Urban Experience magazine. Well, the other thing that we mentioned right out of the top was the owner of Iowa Urban Media.
Yes.
Now, this sounds like a mogul deal, you know? I mean, I got the big ride out there in the bling? Come on, what's going on? Tell us about that.
So Iowa Urban Media was really created by accident. Having the Urban Experience magazine, and we were outsourcing our printing and everything, and I thought to myself, wouldn't it be great if we could just publish our own publication and not continue to outsource that? And so we took on just a little bit of time to go through and look at different printing presses and see what worked for us. And we finally ran into a really great guy who gave us a deal we just couldn't refuse, and even said, try it. And in 6 months, if it doesn't work, send it back. No issues. We'll take it back.
Nice.
And so you don't get people doing that for you often. And so
you're doing your own printing.
So now we are doing our own printing.
Are you printing then for other people?
That's
how, the goal.
Yep, that's the goal now. And so once we started doing our own printing, I said, well, why aren't we just offering printing services to other people? So my dad said, yeah.
Why
aren't we doing that? So I said, let's start Iowa Urban Media, where we can now offer printing services. Not only that, of course, we own and publish our own publication, but we're able to offer services to other people as well.
You know, I spent some time in the publishing world, mm-hmm. and they always tell you there are the three P's mm-hmm. that are always so expensive.
Yeah.
People, mm-hmm. postage, and printing.
Yes.
And if you've got one of those two, uh-huh. actually, you've got two of the three.
Exactly. Exactly. So we just said, why not? And so we're just newly starting out, kind of getting the word out to people that we now are able to offer some printing. And we've done a little bit of printing and looking forward to doing some more. We're a targeted small business as well now. So hopefully that will open the door for us to do more printing.
When you're looking for customers, mm-hmm. and we all look for customers, don't
right.
we? We're always selling, one of us.
Yes.
Who are you looking at? Everybody and anybody that's interested in being assistive to a business that's a targeted small business?
Yeah, we're looking at those people who are looking at targeted small businesses, but I'm also looking at people, being that I'm a part of a nonprofit, which we'll talk about. The budgets are always so small.
Oh, boy.
I mean, never have enough money to do anything, to get things done. And really what I wanted to do is be able to provide a service that could meet their budget needs, small businesses as well. We've been in that situation where a nice handout, I'm not saying for free, but at least something that's low cost to where we would be able to do that. And so we want to be open to those who have the smaller budgets that just maybe couldn't do the printing that they wanted to do. In some
sure.
way, we could work things out and provide them with that service.
And when we talk about printing, what kinds of printing are you doing? I know the magazine's in full color, by
yes.
the way. Are these flat sheets? Are you doing other things?
We're able to do a little bit of everything. The nice thing about starting the printing company is we have people who have now partnered alongside of us and said, now, if there's something that you want to get done that maybe your machine doesn't have the capability of doing, we can work with you. So the nice thing about it is the door has been open to allow us to be able to say, oh, we can work with other people as well. And that's been really great about the people here in the community, is that they've seen our passion and desire to want to do and provide a service, knowing that we're still growing. So I've even had some people offer, hey, you can use my machine if you want, while, you know, you're working on building your business. And so that's just been amazing to me, to see people offer services like that to allow us some room to grow. It's going to take us some time. And so we've been given the use of other people's machines and their equipment to be able to do the things that we need to do.
We've got a lot on your plate, Dawana.
Yes.
You do. And what's the driver for you? I know that you said that you wanted to start a magazine, and you have. Mm-hmm. A magazine that showcases the goodness of people of color.
Yeah.
And which I think is drastically important. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you're now in the, which was a necessary thing, if you can do the printing and
right.
expand that.
Uh-huh.
But what's the driver? What are you doing?
Yeah, I just, people.
Yeah.
People is my motivation. I love working with people. I love helping people. I love creating a place for success for people. And people is my motivation. It's what gets me up in the morning. It's what moves me to do the things that I do. It's not about me. You know, I'm not in this for accolades and all that kind of stuff. I'm really in it just to make an impact on people's lives. I feel that's what I'm here for, is to make a difference. And hopefully with each thing that we do, we're making some type of impact on people in our community.
Amen. When you talk about things that are going on in the community, I know in June, you also indicated that you're the executive director of Juneteenth.
Yes.
And I suspect there's a lot of folks out there going, and they heard that, going, what is Juneteenth?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. So tell us, what is Juneteenth, and then we'll get into some of the things that are going on.
Okay, so I'll share the history of it, because that's really what makes Juneteenth, is the history of it. So we know that in 1863, we had the Emancipation Proclamation, which was supposed to free the slaves. That's the purpose of it. Slaves were free. Well, that didn't get to everybody. Imagine that.
That news didn't get out, huh?
That news didn't get out. My dad jokes and say they didn't have Facebook or all the kinds of things that we have now to get the communication out. So people didn't know they were free. And in Galveston, Texas, they did not find out until June 19th, 1865, that they were free. 2.5 years later, they find out they're free. So they celebrate. I mean, why wouldn't we? We celebrate. And so they had that first celebration, June 19th, 1865, which is Juneteenth. And that's why we are celebrating Juneteenth to this day.
I would suspect that there was a real reason why folks didn't want other folks to find out about the Emancipation Proclamation.
Oh, yeah.
Would that be accurate?
I would agree with
you. Yeah, I would think so. And so in Galveston.
Yes.
That's way down there.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it interesting it would start in Galveston? Why Galveston?
Right.
You
and, you know, I would think other places, you know, I'm thinking the southern states. You know,
yeah,
I know
Nashville,
Texas
Mobile.
Is, but yeah, I'm thinking maybe Alabama, somewhere down there, or, you know, Memphis, Tennessee, somewhere in there, not Galveston, Texas. So I'm really surprised that you would think that word would have gotten to them. But out of all the places, Galveston, and they have one of the largest Juneteenth celebrations.
I would imagine
in the state.
Got to celebrate it. It's home kids.
Exactly.
All right. So you're having, June is a celebration of Juneteenth.
Yes, it is.
And you're starting early in the month and then doing all kinds of things. Kind of break that down for us. What's going on?
Yes, we're doing several things in the month of June for Juneteenth. The first thing we're doing is our Gospel Fest. It's our second annual Gospel Fest experience that we do. We bring in Grammy-nominated gospel artists. We'll have Kiara Sheard, Chicago Mass Choir. We'll have New Direction, Joshua's Troop, Aretha Phillips from Waterloo, SMJ Project, and so Tina Williams and ALP. So we've got an actual gospel music celebration going on to really celebrate and kick off Juneteenth, June 2nd, 1 o'clock p.m. at Cornerstone Church in Des Moines.
Uh-huh.
Then we have a Thursday, June 14th, that I'm very excited for. We have our Community Builders Appreciation Banquet. So we recognize...
It's a big deal.
It is. It's a big deal because this is a first time in a long time that we're going to have a national speaker, Soledad O'Brien, who I am a fan of, and she's going to be there to speak to the crowd. But we also are going to recognize members throughout the state of Iowa for their work in education, citizenship, advocacy, health, the political process, and we will recognize our essay contest winners that we put on statewide as well. So that's Thursday, June 14th, Drake University, 6 to 8:30 p.m. is that event.
So I got to ask, how did you snag Soledad?
I'm telling you, when it's all about the people that you know, I had someone say, who would you like to have? I'm a CNN watcher occasionally, and so I said, oh, I'd love to have Soledad, and I had a gentleman say, I know someone who can do that.
Yeah.
And they came through on their word, and so we were able to get Soledad. So I'm very excited for that.
Isn't it amazing how things happen?
Yes.
You know, some people, and we don't much talk about this, but yeah. I think it's important sometimes to understand. I'm one of those people that believe that nothing happens by accident. Mm-hmm. You know, these things happen for a reason.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Good stuff. Her name is Dawana Bradley, and she is a one busy woman, editor of the Urban Experience magazine, owner of Iowa Urban Media, and the executive director of Iowa Juneteenth. Have you ever been to other Juneteenth celebrations?
I have not. I've just researched them, and I can tell you that Minnesota has a really great Juneteenth celebration, of course, along with Galveston, Texas, but they're celebrated all throughout the United States. But one thing that makes Iowa so unique is that we signed it into law. In April of 2002, Governor Vilsack recognizes the third Saturday in June as Iowa Juneteenth Observance Day, and that's
good
what we do. Yeah, so that's great. So we're one of a handful of states that actually recognizes Juneteenth, and it's in the books.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Excellent stuff.
Yes.
And people can come to any one of these events.
Yeah, you can come to any one of the events. If you go to iowajuneteenth, all one word, .com,
right. You
can see all of our events, everything that's going on, all of the dates that we'll be having, all of our special events in the month of June.
And we will have a link to that on the radio blog, so all you have to do is click right through, and you can find out more about what's going on.
Yes.
Dawana, thank you so much for doing this. I really
do
appreciate
you.
It. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That is one busy woman, Dawana Bradley, ladies and gentlemen. If you missed all or any part of that interview, we'll have it up on our podcast page, as well as have links to all of the things that Dawana is interested in particular, Juneteenth for 2018. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll find out what happened today on Wall Street. This is Insight on Business, the News Hour.
Oh, my friend, at that man.